Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Glorify Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, bless God. Thank you, dear. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Look at somebody and say, it's already on the way. Get ready. Say, get ready. Because it's on the way. Tell somebody, get ready. Because it's on the way. What are you going to do when it gets here? Are you ready? Are you ready for your breakthrough? Are you ready for your miracle? Are you ready for your deliverance? Are you ready? Because it's on the way. Get ready. It's on the way. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I want to receive tonight's offering. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Ha, ha, ha. Isn't he wonderful? Give us a little bit of light. He korobo sambrete. Sofre meni ice la profondet domnestele manna ci chiede he. Ha ha. Hallelujah na hashi ba havruke. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't he wonderful? Praise the Lord. Well, as you're getting ready to sow your best gift, somebody say hallelujah. You can have whatsoever you say. We've been talking about that. Somebody say praise the Lord. And again, I want to just give that across to you because that's all I'm getting right now. Amen. Amen. Is John chapter 15, verse 16. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit. Isn't that good? Say, I've been chosen. Say, I have been chosen of God. You didn't choose him. He chose you that you might be able. By the time you get it out, I'll be finished, brother. Amen. He says, you have not chosen. He knows me better than that, but I'm going to trick him. No, I'm not. Amen. He says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you. Somebody say, ordain. Ordain. Say, reverend. Fruitful. He said, he has ordained you to bring forth fruit. Therefore, it's the will of God, amen, that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And that your fruit should remain. I like that part when we say, are you ready for your breakthrough? You know, we used to sing a song back there in D.C., it's on the way, it's on the way. There's a blessing on the way. And while we were worshiping, I just went over there a little bit and enjoyed worship with them, amen. Went on back down memory lane in time, and I heard them singing, it's on the way, it's on the way. There's a blessing on the way. Because God has ordained us that we would be fruitful. Isn't that good? Doesn't that take care of it for you? That's why he answers your prayers. That's why he takes care of you. That's why he blesses you. Amen. Because he's ordained you that you might be able to bring forth fruit. And not only that, that your fruit would remain. How many tired of losing the stuff that God gives you? Everybody tired of that? I'm sick of seeing people lose the good things that God gives them. Amen. I'm here to tell you, you know, God is tired of you getting there and messing his stuff up. He's tired of you getting up there messing this stuff up. Amen. God wants to take care of you. God wants to love you. And there are conditions that you keep the good thing of God going. There are conditions that keep the good thing of God going. the right attitude, the right spirit. Amen. Because the devil will trick you into giving, throwing your hands up and giving away the best that God's given you. And that's poor stewardship. The best thing that God could ever give you is His grace, is His Spirit, is His anointing, is His blessing that will bring on all these other things. And when God blesses you with favor, grace, and anointing, and His presence, don't let the devil steal from you what God's given you. Be a steward of the good things of God. Amen. How many have been stewarded with the presence of God? Amen. You sense Him in your life. Amen. Well, be a wise and diligent steward. Amen. Do what it takes to maintain it and to keep it up for it. Amen. Because God has ordained you that you would be able to bring forth fruit. But not just bring it forth. A lot of people can get it, but they can't keep it. I mean, we can get to church and get so blessed, but by the time Tuesday rolls around, it's gone. By the time of the ride home is from church is over, it's gone. You know, if you've gotten good, fruitful things, amen, God wants it to remain. Amen? Somebody talk to me in here tonight. God wants it. I like it when we're not taping because I can ask you to talk back. Amen? But God wants good things to remain. You know, we shouldn't be up and down, in and out. Amen? Sometimes up, sometimes down. That's not God's best. That's not God's best. God's looking for a little stability. Amen? You just got to make up yourself. You know what? There are certain things you can choose to do. Circumstances, you know, they come and go. Situations come and go. But you don't have to come and go with it. You can ride the winds of the wave. Amen? You can just be stable if you choose to be stable. I'm not going to let anything get me off track, get me out of sight, or get me out of focus of what God has for me. God's ordained me that I'm going to be fruitful. Not because everybody likes me. Somebody say praise the Lord. Not because everybody's patting me on the back. Amen. None of those things are contingent. None of those things have anything to do with God's grace on your life and His blessing on your life and His anointing on your life. You got to make up your mind. If God loves me, that's it. Oh, it's too quiet in here. It's too quiet in here. People are going to come and go, and people will love you one day and can't stand you the next. But you can't let, you know, and then you're going to get bent out of shape about that. Who are you going to stand before? What are you going to tell God when you see Him? I was doing fine until Brother Tizo got on my nerves. That don't cut it. That doesn't cut it. You know why? Because God is better than your worst enemy. God is better. You know, everybody can come together and hate me tenfold. Amen. But you know what? He's still good enough to cause me to praise Him. Amen. It's not based on you, people. Thank God for you. Amen. I like it when you're nice and you're sweet. But you don't have to be sweet for God to be good. Amen. He's still good. The Bible says, yea, when my mother and my father forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. So if mama and daddy can act up and God still be there for you, amen. Somebody say, no weapon formed against you going prosper. You got to learn to go on with God. Every once in a while, God shakes some stuff up in your life. You think you're the only one? You think you're the only one? I'm out here. You're not going to be out there by yourself. The Lord is there. And you can't build your faith and your confidence based on the people going on around you. Amen. That's not going around saying it, hate everybody and doing stuff. But you've got to stay stable because of Jesus. Hello? Hello? I love those people around me, but I tell you what, you're not going. I knew Jesus before I knew you. I knew Jesus before I knew you. Amen. Before I was formed in my mother's womb, He knew me, and if He knew me, He loved me. Amen. So things that happen today don't change that. Somebody say, praise the Lord. You got to make up in your mind, Lord, if it's just us, it's just us. Amen. But I'm going to go on anyhow. I'm going to have joy with Jesus. My joy is not based on who has Jesus with me. But it's good when people do. Amen? Say, God is still good. The Bible says He's the friend. There is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. But you'll never know it till you need it. Somebody say, praise the Lord. every once in a while, God will take you through some stuff to where it's nobody like Jesus. You won't ever find nobody like Jesus. You won't ever, ever, ever find. You know, he's the same, and he never changes. That's what I like about him. That's what I like about him. You know, half the stuff about us and you, if people knew the worst about you, they couldn't stand you. Some of you can barely stand yourself. Amen. But you know what I like about Jesus? He knows us all. He knows our good, our bad, our pretty, our ugly, our, you know what I'm saying? He knows us when we get up, when we go to sleep. He knows what we're about to do and what we've done already. Amen. But you know what? He loves us anyhow. He loves us and he cares about us. And you know what? If you can't hang with that, then you just don't need to hang. Somebody say, praise the Lord. If you can't hang with that, you just can't hang. Better learn to hold on to Jesus. Amen. And put your confidence in chariots and horses and men. You'll be lost. God will shake them for you on purpose. He'll shake everything, you know, that you hold on to other than himself, just to let you know. Amen. Hold on. It's not him. It's not her. It's not that. Thank God for church. Amen. You better keep your butt in church. Amen. But he'll shake it every now and let you say, it's Jesus. It's Jesus. Praise the Lord. Everybody's had some times. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. It says, henceforth I call you not servants in verse 15. For the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known to you. Now I like this part right here. This is a thing that I want to get across to you. Amen. In verse 16, read the first part. And whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you. Somebody say, I command you. Oh, somebody say, praise the Lord. Look at me. These things, he said, listen, you don't have nothing to worry about because you can just ask God for anything and he'll give it to you. But you're commanded of God to love. You are commanded of God. That means you don't have to think about it. Amen. You are commanded of God to love. And if you make your mind you're going to stop loving, amen, you are disobedient to the will of the Father. You are disobedient to the will of the Father. You love not because people love you, not because what you get out of it, not because you're waiting for us to get something back out of love. You love simply because he told you to love. Somebody say, praise the Lord. You love not because when we all love each other, things get better. Forget it. Whether your love brings anything back or not, or not, that doesn't mean jack squat. You love because you were told to. Jesus came here and loved the world. Amen. He's going to reap a lot of fruit out of the earth, amen, because you so love, you're going to reap love, amen. But you know what? He came to be obedient to the Father. We love because we're commanded to love. The world's love, you know, the love of the world, we get it confused so often, is we love what loves us back, what has the potential to love us back. We love only what we can get something out of. Amen. But the love of the Father, amen, we love with obedience. Say, I will love because I'm commanded. And every once in a while, we want to fall out of love with one another, fall out of love with God and all this other stuff because we think it's going to bring us reward. Well, if I just stop loving, if I start gracing, it's going to get me something. But whatever you get for a lack of love is not worth being disobedient to the heart of the Father. Amen. It's not worth it. It is not worth it. So I want you to, these things I command you. Some say, I command you. Not just that you love the Lord, that you love one another. Everybody memorize that verse for me. That's a real hard one. So these things I command who? You. And all you got to do is read what love is in the Bible. Amen. Love those who love you. Love those who deserve it. Love those who are easy to love. Amen. You love because you love the Lord. Amen. And every once in a while, you'll learn the fellowship of his suffering when you really choose how to love. Love brought on suffering, people. And a lot of times when we step out there to love, we've embraced pain. And we think it's the worldly kind of love to where, you know, everybody just loves each other and everything gets wonderful. But we step out to love people and to do things and we get hurt because we chose to love. You know, the things that hurt you the most are the things you love the most. You know, the things you like closest to your heart have the potential to hurt you the most. But notice that when what do we call Jesus when he drug that cross down the road and did all those things? They beat him, scourged him with that whip, the pieces of metal and glass that were tied to it, ripped his back open, and that was torture. They tortured him, didn't they? And that whole time they were torturing him, what do we call that? The passion of Christ. Why? The love of Christ. You know what? When you're passionate about something, sometimes it hurts. Amen? Doesn't always feel good. Amen? But we should do it anyhow. Amen? These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hate you, isn't it neat that it says you love? And if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Well, they don't have the kind of love of the Lord. If they had the love of the Lord, I would put this love and I'd get this kind of love back. I just throw love out there and all I get back is hate. All I get back is resentment. If the world hates you, say, if I'm hated. Say it again. If I'm hated, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. Look at somebody and say, you're not the first one that was hated. Jesus understands. Amen. Now look at me real quick. People are going to hate you. Amen. Just as much as other people are going to love you. Don't let that weak you out. Don't let that bend you out of shape. That doesn't affect who you are in Jesus and who Jesus is to you. Amen? They can hate all they want to, but it's not going to do you no harm. All right? If ye were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Somebody say hallelujah. Remember the word that I said unto you. The servant is not greater than his Lord. When you think that everybody is going to be kissing your cheeks and giving you flowers when you come through the door and patting you on the back and remember every good deed you do, amen? And you're never going to go through some stuff, you are exalting yourself above the Lord because Jesus didn't get that. Amen? He came unto his own and his own didn't receive him. Somebody say hallelujah. And you're his servant. All right? Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. But all these things they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not sinned. But they have a cloak of sin and all this other stuff. Praise the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. This is a good thing for you if you need comfort. Amen. Talking about hate and all this other stuff. This is your comfort that you need to get out of this. And see, so often when we receive the bruises of relationship, pain of, you know, of all this other stuff, and that loneliness comes, we don't get out of it what we're supposed to get out of it. It should chase you to Jesus. Amen. Every time, you know, I've been in Bible school and been in music groups and stuff like that, had great friends and got situation to where I was there all by myself. Anybody went out, but Big Mouth was all by himself. Amen. But in or best friends, that's the worst one. You know, when you get best friends that act up. And nobody my best friend didn't act on me, so I don't go anywhere with it. But when you have best friends that act up and you think your whole world has come tumbling down, in every case where that's happened, it's always drawn me closer to the Lord. Amen? Because then you get to find your real friend. Then you get to find the real friend, who's Jesus. Verse 26. But when the Comforter is come, how many of you need comfort? I'm not getting all this out of the relationships that I should get. I hang out with people and I don't get everything out of it that I need to get into it. I'm still lacking. He's the Comforter. Isn't that neat? He's the Comforter. Friends are nice company sometimes, but he is the Comforter. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send to you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me, and ye shall also bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. So say, receive your Holy Spirit. Time. Now, when things happen in our life, we can allow it to cause us to grow in Christ. Amen. Or dig deeper to hell. Amen. So when you're comfortless, who do you go to? The Comforter. Amen? When your friend's walking away from you and you feel things happening, what is that saying? He's coming. Amen? When they walk away, he walks to you. Amen? You will never be alone with Jesus. Amen? And the more room you give him and the more space you give him, amen, he'll take up and he will manifest himself there. That help anybody tonight, just that little bit? All right, hold. We were taking an offering, and I taught at the same time. Amen. I got the message out of the way. We got a prayer out of the way. Amen. He is your Comforter. He is your Comforter. Amen. And he will comfort you so you can love. Amen. And you just love because it's right. You're commanded to love. Not talk, not just taught to love, but commanded to love. Amen. Say, I will not be disobedient to Jesus. Stand up. Amen. And if you thought you could get away with not being loving, you better repent right now in Jesus' name. And I mean by turn around and stop it. Amen. Fix it immediately, because you don't have a problem with the one that you refuse to love. You got a problem with God. Amen. And you should be able to love in any condition, in any situation. Amen? Love never fails. That means it'll work in any situation, in any time. Give me a couple hours. Give me a couple days. You better get it right now, because love never fails. Amen? Amen? Say, it will work. Right now. Amen. So I pray that you get obedient and get over it. Amen. Stop carrying that stuff and acting like the devil. Start acting like Jesus, carrying bitterness and resentment in our hearts, grudges. We don't have to say it, but we can see it in their eyes. We can see it in their expressions. Amen. You better get that out of your heart. That's not from Jesus. That's the devil. Amen. You don't have a right to be upset or to be expecting. Even if you have an expectation that somebody's going to say the wrong thing, that's not love. Because love always believes the best. I knew they. Here they go again. Amen. That's not love. Love believes the best, expects the best. Love forgives. Amen. doesn't bring stuff up over and over again. You know, maybe something happened and y'all done dealt with it, and all of a sudden you go explaining the whole situation to somebody else. That's not love. Amen? So don't think you're close to God, amen, in disobedience. And God's giving you all these words and stuff like that, and you refuse to love, and all the first thing he said, didn't I tell you to love people? That's a big deal with him, amen? So get it right and get over with it. And you don't have a right to say who you get to love and who you don't get to love. Amen? You don't have a right to say who you get to love and who you don't get to love. And there's no love spaces. You know, you get a pass. You get exempted from this individual or that individual. Amen? The person that you love the least, it proves the measure of love you have for Christ. It's not, you can sing all you want to, but the one that you have the biggest problem with, or you know what, that's how much you love the Lord. Because if you can't love your brothers and sisters who you do see, how are you going to love Jesus? Amen. You can sing all you want to and get all the goosebumps all you want to, but your love is really based on the ones that you love the least. Amen. You want to find out what your real worship song is. Amen. Listen to what you think about your brothers and sisters and repeat. Well, praise the Lord. Glory to God. We're getting better. Hallelujah. Say, I am growing up in grace and growing up in love. And if you've done wrong, you need to repent immediately and fix it. Repent to the Lord and to one another. Amen. Because you love Jesus. And we don't have to make it easy. Amen. Because we're saved. Hallelujah. Love makes the difference. And stop. Stop allowing the devil to chase you from God's best. Amen. Love is essential. Love is essential. And we can do it. Amen. Because Jesus did it. I'm going to keep on. Amen. He therefore that despises not man, but God, who hath also given us his Holy Spirit. But as touching brotherly love, ye need that I write unto you. For ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And indeed ye do it toward all the brethren which are in Macedonia. And we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more. Say, we are taught of God to love. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 12. The Lord make you to increase and abound in love, one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you. So say, I'm abounding in love because I'm taught of God to love. Amen. That's going to make things better, too, when you just say, you know, it stops the question because the devil will get you all messed up. You think of yourself. You say, well, there's no question about it. I have to love. I'm commanded to love. Amen. So, Father, we bless this offering tonight. We thank you for your wonderful people. We thank you that you help us. We thank you that you love us, that you care about us, and that your grace is more than enough for us, oh, Father. And, Father, we thank you for this offering tonight. Lord, we thank you that you just do it. We thank you for this house. We thank you for our friends and loved ones right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the faith that individuals have to sow that allows us to keep your miracle going. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on up and sow. Amen. Y'all leave suddenly. Oh, maybe there's some food back there. We can have a love feast. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Get something to eat.
Yeah, I'm sorry, y'all, for getting late, but I just go with the flow. I really hadn't.
Sunday's the first Sunday. We don't have time to do food, do we? Sunday, potluck, Sunday after church. It's too late. What do y'all say? Belle, Gloria, anybody? Jeanette? Be too hard. Is it too, y'all want to just push it to next week? What y'all want to do? So we're already late, so it's not going to matter to be late one more week.
What's
Sunday then, let's just bring some food and eat at the church. Or look, y'all, let's bring some breakfast food and eat Sunday morning before church at 9. And if y'all bring it in here at 9:30, 10:30, you're just going to get cold. Would y'all rather do that or y'all want to eat dinner? Just come at 9. Anybody want to come and eat some breakfast food at 9? Come and eat breakfast food at 9. Amen. And we're going to stop eating at 10:30. You know, so praise the Lord. We'll all coordinate that, and we'll probably get some people. Anybody get an idea? I'll bring an egg. I'll bring some bacon. And we'll just do eggs and bacon and orange juice and coffee and some toast. Jeanette, can you work that out for us there with Sister Belle? Get with her on it. Y'all work it out. Make it happen. Hallelujah. 9 o'clock Sunday morning breakfast.